6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
PodCube.
Our PodCube devices are able to record audio from any time or place, in space or time or place.
And this is what they're picking up.
Dr. Monochrome, I really don't think Mr. Jones is going to appreciate you walking out in the middle of open heart surgery.
Listen closely. Is it going to be a sterile room if I make a big pee-pee mess in my big boy scrubs?
Dr. Monochrome, what did you
say?
Did you just...
I either need to go or someone needs to hand me a clamp.
Search PodCube in your podcast app or go to poweredbypodcube.com. PodCube.
The future is yesterday.
Hey there. I'm popping into your feed to share a show that we think you're going to like. That is, if you like stories with true ghostly encounters, supernatural events, and unexplained phenomena, all told like you're huddled around a campfire, waiting for the next scare. They're Not Shadows is hosted by Chris Griffiths, who uses his talent for storytelling to keep you on edge. And the cinematic sound design will pull you deeper into the world of each story. If you're a fan of shows like Spooked or Radio Rental, then this show will be right up your alley. We have an episode of They're Not Shadows haunting our feed right now. So stay tuned and hear for yourself. Are you ready? Enjoy the show.
From ghoulies and ghosties, and long-legged beasties, and things that go bump in the night, good Lord, deliver us. This is something that happened just after I broke up with my long-time boyfriend. I'd been cooped up in the house, feeling sorry for myself for about a week, basically avoiding everyone. I was sick of hearing people telling me things like,
"It's going to be okay,"
or,
"You're better off without him."
So I jumped online and booked a trip to LA for a long weekend. After returning, I felt a lot better. I got home late, and all I wanted to do was take a bath. I sank into the warm water, and was just starting to relax when... It sounded urgent, like it might have been the police, or perhaps a neighbor, someone who really needed to speak with me. I got out of the bath, towelled off, and quickly dressed.
I'm coming!
As soon as I entered the living room, the knocking stopped. I walked over to the door and was just about to unlock it, but I hesitated. Something was telling me to not open the door. Instead, I reached over and flipped on the porch light, then looked through the peephole. I didn't see anyone, so I went to the window and looked outside. But again, nobody was there. I had a bad feeling about this. I phoned my mum and told her what happened.
Make sure all the windows and doors are locked.
She stayed on the phone with me as I went around the house, checking the locks. Once I was satisfied everything was secure, I went back to my bedroom and sat down on my bed. My room has always been my safe place, but it didn't feel safe. I lied down on the bed and took a few deep breaths to calm myself. Then I heard something. It seemed to be coming from my closet. I sat up, then watched as the closet door opened, then swung open a further 3 or 4 inches. I was frozen with fear, expecting someone to burst out. The smart thing would have been to just get up and leave, but I had to know if someone was in my house. I got up and quietly walked over to the closet. I told myself it was like a band-aid. Do it quickly and get it over with. With a quick jerk, I swung the door open. And apart from my clothes, it was empty. How could that be? I heard and saw it open. I was pretty freaked out by it all. I picked up my phone and headed for the front door, grabbing my keys as I left. I called my mum and told her I was coming over.
I'll be waiting.
I ended up going back to my house the next day. As scared as I'd been, it was still my home. From what I've read, it seems spirits can be attached to negative emotions, and there'd been plenty of those since my breakup. I did a cleansing in every room.
I banish all negativity and welcome all positive energy into my home.
And I haven't experienced anything strange since that night. I do, however, have a newfound respect for the supernatural. This next one is The Woman in the Bar. During my senior year of college, I roomed with a close friend, Dave, in Boston. We lived in an apartment and found a new favourite drinking spot right on our street, a small Irish pub that we'd go to every Friday night. We soon became regulars. One night, during the summer break, we hit the pub and met a girl we'd never seen before. She was devastatingly beautiful, the sort of woman who turns heads in any room she enters. Dave and I were sitting at a table, and she crossed the bar to approach us.
Do you boys mind if I join you?
Neither of us considered ourselves anywhere near her league and didn't understand why she wanted to sit with us, but we didn't argue.
Sure.
She sat down and spent the next 30 or 40 minutes conversing with us. She was incredibly charming, polite, and alluring. Eventually, Dave got up to use the restroom. The second that Dave was out of sight, she placed her hand on mine and said,
"How about we go somewhere more private?"
She looked at me with an intensity that felt like more than flirtation.
Okay. Let's just wait for Dave to get back so I can tell him we're leaving.
No. Let's leave now.
He'll be back in a second. I can't just leave without telling him.
She leaned across, bringing her face close to mine. Then, she dug her nails into the back of my hand, drawing blood.
Ow!
I pulled my hand back, now fully convinced she was a psychopath.
What's wrong with you?
I'd never had such an encounter with a woman before. She stood up, and without another word, she left the bar. Seconds later, Dave came back to the table with Jack, one of the bar's regulars.
Where'd she go?
She just left.
Jack turned to Dave and said,
"Yeah, of course she did. How convenient for her to suddenly leave when you try to introduce us."
Dave looked troubled.
What's going on?
Jack was asking me in the bathroom what we were doing over here. He said it looked like we were talking to an imaginary friend.
What?
I didn't see any woman over here. It was just you two acting weird. I thought you guys must have taken drugs or something. It looked bizarre. The bartender was considering asking you to leave.
I couldn't believe it, and insisted that a woman had been sitting with us. But Dave remained quiet.
Dave?
I'm not sure. I thought there was, but nobody else saw her.
Surely, this was some weird prank. Jack was friends with the manager, so I asked if we could see the security footage.
I'd kind of like to see it too. I'll ask him.
He soon returned, and we all went to the back room with the manager. The video showed us drinking at a corner table, then looking at and talking to the air between us.
I don't understand.
I looked down at my hand, then showed it to the others.
See this? She scratched me. Fast forwarded, to right before you guys walked over. There, stop.
It showed me, apparently, talking to myself. You see me quickly withdraw my hand from the table. You couldn't, however, see the scratch. Then, at the moment when the woman stood up to leave, the video clearly showed her chair moving, seemingly by itself.
Did you see that? That's when she got up from the table. It proves she was there.
Dude, you could have pushed the chair with your foot.
Dave and I were so freaked out, we left the bar and went straight home. If it wasn't for the scratches on my hand, we'd probably think someone slipped hallucinogens into our drinks. I don't know what kind of entity we encountered that night, but I'm pretty sure its true form was not a beautiful woman. It tainted the way I interacted with the women I'd meet in bars for some time, especially the beautiful ones.
Hi, I'm Kate.
When it was warm, I'd like to ride my bike to work. It was pretty much my only workout. I'd been working late and was riding home in the dark. But there was very little traffic. As I approached the train tracks, I noticed someone ahead of me. A man standing on the road with his back to me. I could have just gone around him, but I felt I needed to stop to see if he was okay.
Are you okay?
It was like he hadn't heard me.
Do you need any help?
But again, he didn't seem to register I was even there. I had the awful thought that maybe he was waiting for a train so he could, you know, kill himself. So I wanted to make sure he was all right. I got closer to this guy.
Hello?
A wave of nervous energy flowed through me, prickling my arms with goosebumps. I considered jumping back on my bike, but I couldn't in good conscience just leave this guy here. I took a couple of steps closer to him, then tapped him on the shoulder.
Hey.
And the second my finger made contact, he snapped around inhumanly fast. It was like I was looking at a corpse. Ghostly white skin stretched over a gaunt skull of a face. I stepped back so fast I stumbled and fell. And the instant that I hit the ground, this thing was on top of me. As I lay on the hard road, Looking up at those vacant, milky eyes, I felt sure I was taking my last breath. Then I felt a burning sensation as this nightmare of a creature wrapped its cold, bony fingers around my face. I didn't feel his hand leave my face, but he was gone.
Are you all right?
I squinted into the two glaring lights in front of me. Someone had stopped their car, thinking I'd fallen off my bike.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, thank you.
I started to feel sick as I rode home. And by the time I walked through the door, I was sweating profusely. I went straight to bed. And that's the last thing I remember. Apparently, the next morning, I was unresponsive. And I was so sick, my mother drove me straight to the hospital. I was kept for observation for 3 days, and the best diagnosis they could come up with was exhaustion and possible food poisoning. I told my family, but not the doctors, about my encounter with the ghoul on the road. And none of them doubted my story. In fact, we all agreed it was the cause of my mysterious illness. I stopped riding my bike to work, but even when I'm in my car, I get a little nervous when I come to the place where it happened. And on those occasions when I have to stop to let a train pass, it all comes back to me.
Oh, God.
We have one more. It's titled, The Night I Saw Him. I'll see you next time. My encounter with the unexplainable is something that will stay with me for the rest of my life. I'll never forget the day it happened, April 16, 1999. I was fast asleep when I woke up with an urgent need to check on my father, who was in the garage working on his motorcycle. I was unsure why I felt such a panic, but my intuition was insistent on what I must do. So, without hesitation, I flung back the bed covers and rushed to the garage. When I got there, I found my father standing just outside the garage door. A cigarette in one hand and a beer can in the other. He was staring off into the darkness, motionless and silent. I approached him and saw tears in his eyes.
What's wrong?
He looked at me, his eyes the same shade of blue as mine are, and said,
I'm so sorry. I just had to see you.
I didn't understand what he meant by it, and for some reason, I didn't ask him to clarify. We stood there together, and a wonderful sense of calm came over me. He smiled.
It'll be okay, sweetheart.
Then walked down the driveway.
Go back to bed.
I watched until he disappeared. It took me until about noon the following day to snap out of whatever alternate reality I was in. And I had the sudden realization that I'd never met my dad. He was around when I was born, but he left us when I was 3 months old. I'd never even seen a photo of him, as my mum didn't keep any memories of him in the house, and I never asked her if I could see any. Throughout my life, I felt more resentment than curiosity toward him. He was the unspoken elephant in the room for all 15 years of my life. That is, until the next day when I told my mum what happened. She listened, in shock at how vivid my dream was.
Oh my God.
When I described his appearance, she confirmed how accurate my description was.
It's so weird. It felt like I actually went to the garage. Maybe I was sleepwalking. But somehow I knew he'd be there, working on his motorcycle.
We never had a motorcycle in our garage, but my mum told me he bought one after he left us. And somehow, my subconscious was aware of that, which only goes to show how powerful the human mind is, and how capable we are of forming deep-rooted connections that go way beyond our conscious comprehension. I settled on the narrative that this experience was a dream. But then, about a month later, my mum got word that my father had passed away. And when his obituary came out, the date of his death was April 16, the same night I saw him.
This has been They're Not Shadows. If you liked the show, then head on over to their feed and subscribe now to be sure you get your weekly dose of campfire horror. We'll have a link in the show notes, and we'll see you soon.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.